third pack of Chala Mishnah Gimel. This is a cantus which we have seen before. We saw this in Peah, and we saw this in Nogiyat HaMaitzis, that a dough which is hektish is potter from Chala. But it has to be hektish at the time of the Chiyuv. When is the time of the Chiyuv Chala? When you make the dough. So it was hektish before you made the dough, and then afterwards you redeemed it, or it was hektish, was not hektish at the time you made the dough, and afterwards you were makdish it. In both situations, since the time of the hektish, it was not, since the time of the chiyuv of the making the dough was not hektish, it would be chayav and chala. So that's basically what the mission is telling us. If it was makdish his dough before he made it into a dough, or was the flour before he rolled it into a dough, and he redeemed it, it's chayav. Because once again, he redeemed it before he made it into a dough. Misha Gilgalo Padosa Chayev, it's also after he made it into a dough, and then he was Makdish and redeemed it, it's also Chayev. Igdishosa Achelo Gilgalo, the Gilgal Hagizva Bakaka Padosa Psuyo. But if he was Makdish before he made it into a dough, and then the Gizva of Hektish made into a dough, and then afterwards somebody redeemed it, even though right now it's not Hektish, but since at the time that it was made into a dough, it was hektish, it's p'tuyash, it's shas, chayvosa, it's p'tuyash. At the time the chiyuv took effect, when he made into a dough, it was in the shus of hektish, it remains p'tuyash forever, even though afterwards somebody redeemed it.